Broadcasting from the studios of Business Radio X, it's time for the Good to Give podcast. This show is underwritten by the Community Foundation for Northeast Georgia, connecting people who care with causes that matter. Now, here is your host.
Good morning. This is Maria Walden with the Community Foundation for Northeast Georgia, and I'm here with my co-host, Dupreece Wadi.
Good morning.
We are excited about today. It's a beautiful day here in Alpharetta, Georgia, and have a beautiful person sitting in front of me. Nisha Mason is joining us from the Drake House, and I am a huge fan because I shop at all the closets, so because I'm a thrifter. In fact, I'm wearing an 80s dress, authentic, today, and so I'm bringing it back. Nisha, thank you so much for being here, and we are so excited about hearing what you have going on. And Dupreece, we've got a lot going on today, and you've got a lot going on with you too.
I'm just thrilled that Nisha's here because the Drake House and I go way, way back, and I'm just thrilled with the evolution under your leadership, Nisha. And also, the Drake House is a new fund holder and partner with the Community Foundation for Northeast Georgia. So thank you and your board for having the confidence in us, and we look forward to growing together.
Thank you. And thank you both for not only having me, but such a kind introduction. We are really excited about the partnership that we have with the Community Foundation long before we were even fund holders, but even more so now. So thank you guys.
You bet. And we've been graced with having the opportunity to tour the facility in Roswell, and the Drake House is in Roswell, Georgia. And I'm going to turn this over to Nisha to talk about what that is and your journey, and learn something new about Nisha before we begin, that she's a former middle school teacher, which I can absolutely see. And we're just so grateful for all that you do for the community. And tell us a little bit about the Drake House and when it was founded, and some history.
Absolutely. This is like my favorite part of the story, truthfully. About 20 years ago, there was a group of community leaders here in North Fulton who went through Leadership North Fulton with the Greater North Fulton Chamber of Commerce. And during that process, they realized that there was homelessness in North Fulton. And not only that, but that single mothers were disproportionately affected by that homelessness. And even more, that those single moms, if they had sons 12 years of age or older, they would have to be separated from their family. Those sons would have to go to a men's shelter, and mom and the other children would have to go someplace else. And so they decided to do something about it. 2 years later, they pulled together all their resources over the course of those 2 years. And 2 years later, in 2006, they opened the doors of the Drake House, emergency housing for single mothers and their children, most significantly, that their whole family could stay together, teenage sons included. So since that time, we've housed over 500 families in that emergency housing. And that phase of our programming, the families are able to stay in a fully furnished apartment. All living expenses are taken care of, and mom is getting the case management and support that she needs to save her money, increase her income, and really get back on her feet. That was where the Drake House started. And since that time, we have evolved into a community of support to really help mom not just overcome that circumstance of homelessness, but truly achieve economic independence and self-sufficiency, as well as embrace that community of support that started at the Drake House and has trickled all throughout the North Fulton community, really because the Drake House is steeped in community support.
That is so true. And for, I'm in North Fulton, and talk about any nonprofit, your Drake House always comes up. So I know you're a thought leader in the community. So how many apartments are there? And you may have said that and I didn't catch it.
I did not. So there are 16 apartments in our emergency housing program. And we also, in 2017, added 16 more two-bedroom apartments and started a transitional housing program. So it serves as a bit of a next step. After mom has gone through, gotten on her feet, stabilized a little bit, part of that transition back into really thriving is done in our transitional housing program. And in that program, they're signing their own lease. All the utility bills are in their name. They're paying below market rate rent. And the idea being removing some of the scaffolding that existed in the emergency housing so that they still have the community of support, still have access to our Fresh Market, which is brand new, but, and still have access to our free after school care. But it is just really helping them now rebuild their credit, rebuild their rental history, and continue to save. And of course, that continue that career trajectory where they are increasing their income so that we can really stabilize the family and make sure that stability is long lasting.
I think that's amazing that the bills are in their name. So you're providing some financial literacy.
Absolutely.
A lot of, I think, not everyone is raised knowing how to balance a checkbook and manage money properly. Well,
oh my goodness. And now, isn't it so much more than just balancing a checkbook? And there's so many other factors. And that's one of the things that I applaud the legacy that was established with the Drake House and all the ingredients that they put into it long before I came. And financial literacy was one of those primary tools, recognizing that there is a different kind of knowledge that you need to have to gain wealth or to really maintain stability and not just survive. That is one of the key tenets of the Drake House program, and even in the emergency housing, but then it continues all throughout the three phases now of our programming, not just Drake House, which is the emergency housing, the Drake Village, which is the transitional housing, and now we have a housing stability program that allows us to help support them in these ever-increasing charges of rent with some rental supports and really helping them in that career growth trajectory. So the financial literacy piece and understanding how you can best manage your finances at all stages is key to all of those programmings.
That makes complete sense. How long is there a term as far as how long they can stay in each one of these programs?
Absolutely. At the Drake House, they're able to stay for up to 6 months. And that's, again, living expense free. There's no expenses that they pay, with the idea that they are turning those, what they would pay for those living expenses, into savings and paying down what debt that would allow.
That's amazing.
Drake Village, they are able to sign a one-year lease. We have a third-party property management, so it really does function like more like independent living. And then they can renew that lease for up to another year. So they can stay for up to 2 years at the Drake Village. And then in the housing stability, they can get rental support for up to a year. The idea being, again, that we are helping them create lasting stability for their family. And I know you have a question, DePriest, but one more thing. We also have a professional women's career network that then is the extension of the community support that we've helped build throughout their time in our programming, so they can continue to tap into our career resources to really, as much as they need to. We offer trainings and different opportunities through our employer partners. So it really is, being a single mom can sometimes feel very isolating. And so our intention is to build a community that lasts.
That's beautiful. I love it. DePriest, I know you have questions.
Just a couple of questions. It'd be great for you to help us frame the demand for services that the Drake House provides, because I'm sure you have a waiting list. But I'm hearing that homelessness, especially in North Fulton, in this quarter in Alpharetta, is at the highest proportions ever, especially with increases in rent.
It absolutely is. And I think that those increases in rent, when it first started, we were seeing some of the families were coming to us with increases in rent in like 20%. And it's like, how am I going to maintain that? And particularly for a single parent household, because there is only one source of income and mom is also having to go in five different directions to support her children. So the choices that they've had to make between transportation and housing is a big one. A lot of the families that come to us have had to choose their transportation because, again, our North Fulton public transportation is a little disjointed. So it's not that you can get yourself to work and children to daycare and other children to school in a timely fashion if you're using public transportation. So for a lot of the families that we serve, they've come to us because they have to make the choice. Their housing has become unaffordable and they have other demands, not to mention supporting the children through extracurriculars and all of those things. You're right, DePriest. It has increased significantly. And again, single mothers are disproportionately affected, more so, I think, than the other populations that we see.
I love the financial literacy, because for many of our audience who view the podcast and are connected with us, we haven't been in the rental market probably since college, many of us. But income and credit score are still the driving factors for having housing. And so if your credit score is too low, if you've hit a pitfall in life, even if you've got the money, you're not going to get anywhere to stay that's going to be decent. And so it's just a vicious cycle. So I love how you're breaking that cycle through financial literacy.
It's so true. And I think that even with financial literacy, the other ingredient, the other piece to that is community and support. Mm-hmm. So again, like I mentioned before, for a lot of single moms, it can feel very isolating. They perhaps do recognize that they have community support through like school or whatever that may be, but to ask those people to maybe help out with getting children around or carpooling and doing that kind of thing. And I think especially when you find yourself in a financial decline, mm-hmm. it is particularly difficult to ask for help. And so that's where I am so grateful that we as the Drake House can come alongside and really be that source of reintegration back into recognizing that it's okay to need a helping hand.
Sure.
And we're so grateful for all the support of these North Fulton communities, because I think that's a key piece too. When you have felt a little ostracized because of your own insecurity of your financial decline, and you can see so many people from the community coming back and wanting to give and help you get back on your feet. We have all of our apartments are sponsored by our neighbor to neighbor partners.
Wow.
And that means that they furnish the apartments. They have an advocate that walks alongside the family, and many of them are faith-based, so they might get some invitations to different functions and that. So it really is a great way to help them feel the embrace of the community that is here to support.
So when you say the sponsor and they walk alongside, there's one particular person that's designated as their mentor?
Yeah, absolutely.
And so what does that look like?
So what that looks like in the space of our neighbor-to-neighbor partnerships, it really is just being an advocate, just being a friend. Our programming can be a little bit overwhelming, especially if you've been out there going it alone. And there are maybe some times when you're just like, okay, I'm trying to juggle this and this. What do I do? And that advocate is a person that can just be like, okay, I might be able to help here. Or maybe I'm just a thought partner in helping you navigate through all of the balls that you have to keep in the air, juggling all of those balls. So it really is based on the need of the client. It's someone who is there for them if they need them.
Is the sponsor also financially contributing to the apartment in some way?
Absolutely. They help us with all of the maintenance fees. So they pay a monthly amount, which helps us offset the costs of maintaining the apartment. Obviously, even in our transitional housing, getting below market rate rent. So it helps us be able to keep our costs down with insurance and all of the other operational costs that are associated with it. And again, they furnish the apartment. So they give it that little touch of home that I think all the families
need. That's incredible. So if someone listening wanted to become a sponsor, they just connect with you, or is there, okay. So
absolutely.
We'll talk about that later, and we'll find how we reach you and the right people at Drake House. Are you looking at me like you have a question?
I'm just really excited about everything that's happening. I grew up, my parents divorced when I was a teenager, and my mom worked, my dad worked, but even being part of a single parent family, things got really tight. And so when you deconstruct basically everything a person needs to be successful, and you don't have family to depend on, you probably surf couches and you've probably exhausted all your means, it's great to have an organization like the Drake House to come behind you and help you pick up the pieces of your life and put them back together again.
I absolutely feel so blessed to be a part of it. And I see in the families that we serve, we had our volunteer appreciation dinner a few weeks ago, and we had one of our alumni, one of our PWCN members, came back and spoke, and she shared about how when she first came into the program, she was a little, okay, I'm just going to still in survival mode. I'm going to mm-hmm. get through this. And then when she took a breath and embraced all of the support that was around her and really embraced that we care and she doesn't have to go it alone. And the fact that she still isn't going it alone, even though she's financially independent for the most part, she's not a part of our HOSTA program. She has moved on and actually purchased her own home.
Wow.
And she's now been a homeowner for 3 years, but she still looks back and is, I'm so grateful that you guys helped me put those guards down and recognize that I don't have to do this by myself.
I remember a time, this has been many years ago, before North Fulton, the North Fulton corridor became extremely prominent, when homelessness had just became recognized on the scene. And there was a stigma around residents not really wanting to deal with homelessness and not having it in their backyards. And so I applaud the North Fulton community for now having a better understanding of what the face of homelessness looks like, because it could be anybody.
Absolutely. And that's why I am so proud of the legacy that was started 20 years ago, actually, with those community leaders, when they saw the effect and the fact that there was homelessness here. And I really can appreciate any group of people who recognize a problem, see something, see a way that they can impact someone's life and take it upon themselves to do just that. And so that's the origin of the Drake House, right? So it started with such a powerful intention that I feel like that it is, I really feel blessed to be a part of it.
On a personal note, I was a single mother forever. And so as I look back, and if I didn't have my support as my parents, I don't know how I would have made it. So I look back and so this is a real sensitive subject for me because I know the value of having the support, and I've worked 3 jobs and I just applaud every single mother out there because it's a tough job. That's the toughest job you can have.
It really is. I have not been a single mother, but what I will say, when we moved here from Kansas and moved here to Georgia, my husband and I with our 3 boys, it was really a little overwhelming. And I think about the fact that I had a partner in that space and it was still overwhelming. It still felt in some ways isolating, particularly when you are going through financial struggles. Dupreez, you talked about the perception mm-hmm. of people who are homeless or people who are financially vulnerable. And that's very real. I felt that for myself. And so it is really important to me. One of the main things that attracted me to the Drake House was, at the time, there was a tagline about overcoming homelessness with your family and dignity intact. And that dignity is such a key piece to our programming. I want every client we have, every family we serve, whether they are mother or child, to know that you are not your circumstance. And just because you are going through this doesn't mean that you deserve anything less than the absolute best. So I think that's reflected in our facilities. We have an open house that is coming up and a ribbon cutting that's coming up on Friday, actually.
Congratulations.
Thank you. We are opening a fresh market where the families are able to go in and shop for free. Obviously, we've had a pantry in the past, but wanting to get away from just canned goods and shelf items and actually have some fresh meat and fruits and vegetables. And so we're really excited that we're able to now offer that on our campus.
That's incredible. Now, how is the food? Is there a vendor? Are there contributors in some way? Partnerships,
yes. I really am excited about the partnerships that we have. That's one of the things that, again, I'm very excited about is the nonprofit community here in North Fulton is so strong. We have a North Fulton Housing Collaborative where we are all working together to make sure that we are, in many ways, we're supporting some of the same families in different stages in their journey. And we also work together to make sure that, you know, if there's something that we need to have done or that we need to do for the families, we can support one another. So it's all happening through partnerships.
That's incredible. Before I jump into those partnerships, I have one last question. What's the wait list?
Long.
It is.
Yeah. But one of the things that I will say that we have, so on our website, we have a Get Help Now button, mm-hmm. and it's meant to help expedite the process. We recognize that the circumstance of homelessness is not one that can necessarily wait. And so it allows us to screen applicants to see if you really are best qualified for our programming so that you can go on that waiting list, or if it would be better for you to fast track to our coordinated entry through Fulton County, because through coordinated entry, they would be able to then access all of the housing resources throughout the county to see which one suits their needs best.
Oh, wow.
So it really helps us reduce the waiting list so that we can make sure that those who are waiting are those who are best qualified for our program.
That's incredible. The reason I asked that question is that as you're talking about this and the types in where the single mothers are in their lives, do you accept people that come out of rehab, or is there counseling? If you accept that, is there counseling that helps with that?
I really appreciate that question because that is exactly where our partnerships come in. So for someone maybe who is just overcoming addiction, we partner with Mary Hall Freedom Village so that they can offer them the supports that they need. They need a more structured environment. Mm-hmm. Our Drake House campus is not, it's a program that provides a lot of freedom for families to come and go. And Mary Hall Freedom Village can offer them that more structured environment so that they can have a relapse plan, so that they can, we require families to, or moms to at least be 1 year clean and sober and to have that relapse plan before they can come. The same thing is true of domestic violence. Mm-hmm. So we are not a secured campus. So if someone is experiencing domestic violence, we have partners in that space that we can refer them to until they are safe from their perpetrator. If their perpetrator, if they have a protective order in place and or their perpetrator is not in the state or not accessible to them, then we can serve the family. But we have to be mindful because we are a community of women and children, mm-hmm. and our campus is not either secret or concealed.
True.
We have to be mindful of who we bring into our community and just maintaining the safety of everybody on the campus. So there are some parameters around that, but that's where we're grateful for that partnership because, again, going through the website, getting to Fulton County coordinated entry, but we also have our family services manager who is very well connected with resources, not just in North Fulton, but all throughout the region. And so if families call, if a lot of times one of the things that we're really grateful to be able to offer to potential clients or applicants or those who are in need is someone to just answer the phone. Everything is automated, but we are a place where you can get somebody on the phone and our family services manager, Kelly, will actually walk them through. Hey, apply over here. Here's a number here. Let me connect you there so that it's you're not just left hanging.
Yeah.
We strive to be that support.
The personal touch. And I think it's needed because I think as someone that calls and they're in a situation that needs some support, having someone to speak to is so calming.
It really is. It is. It makes you feel like you're not just in that spiral of the whirlwind of, okay, yet another, this is not getting me anywhere. Yeah. Leave a message. Not to say that Kelly is, sometimes she's on the phone. Obviously, she's very busy, but we do make it a point to give them a person to speak with.
That's amazing.
That is amazing because even when I'm calling vendors and I get that auto attendant where I have to listen to 1 through 6 to figure out what I want, that's a level of anxiety. And I'm not even on the brink, some of the folks that you guys are dealing with. So having that personal touch means everything.
We're grateful to be able to provide that.
So we talked about sponsorship and how one would get involved in and sponsoring a particular apartment, putting furniture in it and helping and assisting with the bills. What other ways could one get involved? What about volunteering?
Lots of volunteer opportunities. As I mentioned before, the community support is a big part mm-hmm. of what we do. And so I will say going to our website at thedrakehouse.org is probably the best way to find all the volunteer opportunities. But we have volunteer opportunities from every place, from our stores, which you mentioned, Maria. Mm-hmm. We have 3 locations of the Drake Closet, one in Alpharetta, one in Sandy Springs, and one in Roswell. We'll say Alpharetta is temporarily closed, so please feel free to visit Roswell and Sandy Springs. But we'll be back online soon, so don't count us out. But we have volunteer opportunities there. We also have volunteer opportunities on our campus in our after-school program. So for those who like to work with the kiddos, as I do, there's opportunity there. And now, of course, in our new Fresh Market, we've got some volunteer opportunities there. So please check out our website.
So you have volunteer opportunities, sponsorship opportunities. What about funding? How is everything funded?
Well, funding is always the big question. We are very blessed to have a diversified funding stream. So obviously we've got the income coming in from the closets, everything that we do at the closets. We are selling resale. It's a resale boutique as our development
with
director.
With good stuff, I may add. For those listening, go shop
thank you, I promise.
You will not be.
We are grateful. We get lots of great donations there. And the thing about it is, and I'm a fan too, because I will donate and shop all at the same time. All of the proceeds from the closet go to support our programming. We do also have wonderful foundational grants that we receive and individual giving that we get as well. So we're grateful to have those kind of diversified funding streams. We also recognize, though, that as the economy goes and life goes for our donors, we are reliant upon that. We are always grateful when there is a family foundation or other kind of grant opportunity where their funding priority is to serve mothers and children or children. We do have a robust after-school program and youth programming. So we are grateful when that giving priority aligns with our mission and people are willing to share it with us.
Well, you were a recipient of a pop-up grant that the Community Foundation for Northeast Georgia provides. Now and then we do these surprise grants. It took place last year at Good to Give, which is our biggest event, like our gala. And we are so thrilled to be able to give you even just a little bit helps, right?
Oh my goodness. I was just floored, first of all, very surprised and so grateful for the support. It's that kind of giving that allows us to do all the work that we need to do with the families. Having started with just providing basically housing and some basic tenets of programming and now expanding to really more of a two-generational approach and really wrapping the families and the support that they need. We're grateful that we're able to do it, but it obviously takes more resources to do. But we're also grateful for the partnership that the Community Foundation provides for us. We can't be everywhere. And you guys help us with that connectivity. And so there's been numerous times when I've reached out and said, okay, I'm looking for this. Who does that? Who can I talk to? And I appreciate the fact that you guys provide that for us as well.
That's our job.
You're very welcome. Do you get any automobile donations? I could imagine that there's some residents that might need transportation.
We do. We do get automobile transportation donations, and we're really grateful to have partnerships with both the Christian Brothers locations in Alpharetta and Vision Warriors, which is a church that, and so they'll look at the vehicles, assess them for us, and repair them to make sure that they are in good conditions to give to moms. Yeah, we are always grateful for transportation donations as well. Really and truly, we get transportation donation, food donation, clothing donations, books. We've got a big load of books, I think, from NFCC, a little bit of overflow. So we really are just grateful for all the ways that the community pours into the families we serve.
We are the Community Foundation. That's our job as far as being the convener in the community, but also aligning our fund holders. And I'll let DePriest talk a little bit about that. But we have fund holders that have opened donor advised funds in the area that want to be more connected in the community. And so we're like the matchmaker between those that are philanthropically giving and those that are in need at those charities. DePriest, I know we've got a lot. You had mentioned this earlier. The Drake House just opened an agency fund. Mm-hmm. Through us, and we're just so thrilled to have you part of our family.
We have great investment strategists. We have a phenomenal board with accountants, lawyers, philanthropic individuals who have done very well as entrepreneurs. But the core business of our investing happens through the Capital Group out of Atlanta, and they've given us phenomenal service and great returns on the dollars that are entrusted to us. And so our fund holders, some of them bring their own investment advisors with the goal of increasing the corpus of their money and their wealth so that they can give more money away tax-free. And then for nonprofit organizations, they open up a hybrid of a donor-advised fund called an agency fund. And many of our nonprofits are still building their rainy day or nest funds for the future. But for those that have a rainy day fund, they want to make sure that dollars are growing in perpetuity so that the organization lives well beyond our generation. And so we want to make sure that we're investing conservatively and wisely so that we can make sure that those nonprofits are viable in the future so that they can add staff or build new buildings like you guys are doing, or repair a roof or buy a refrigerator or add a kids program. So we want to make sure that we're fiscal partners in helping to grow those assets and help the organization to thrive. And we're just really thrilled that you and your board have found a way to partner with us in that way.
We're really excited about that too. And I really appreciate that, having that place for our reserves. But also, truthfully, as much as we appreciate all the resource donations that we get, it takes money to make it go. And so also having the access and connectivity to those funders who may have, who want to give in this space. And you guys have connected us to lots of, like I said, resources, but to be able to now be a part of that community of giving and working together more closely, I'm really excited for it too. We all are.
Wonderful.
Yeah. And we're just, and as anyone's listening and you are philanthropically inclined and want to learn more, and DePriest mentioned vehicles, and that's something that the Community Foundation does. And we, if you have vehicles or art or land or any type of property and would like to convert that into a donor advised fund of sorts, We are your resource. And I think everyone knows how to reach us, but at the end of this, I'll share how to reach us as well. But we're always trying to connect with the charities and connect people to those opportunities within the community. And we're just grateful that we're here to help you. And that's our role in this community and in all communities, not just North Fulton. We're in Gwinnett. I'm actually meeting with Cherokee next week. Wherever there's a need is where we'll be.
We're worldwide.
We really are. In fact, we do work in the Ukraine. And as long as there's an office in the U.S., we can do it anywhere and help anyone. We're grateful to be able to do that in our backyard because you are close. What else, Dupreece, before I know we've only got a couple minutes left, but I want to make sure that we're... Is there anything in particular that's coming up? Talk about your events that are coming up.
Friday. And then we have a fashion show that's coming up in June. Ooh, where we get to really showcase all the fashions that are at our Drake Closets. More information about that on the website, but it is in June in Sandy Springs at City Springs. And it is truly, I know I'm not supposed to have favorite events.
Oh my gosh.
That's my favorite. We have local celebrities that serve as our models. It's so much fun. We have a pop-up shop there. There are restaurants that come and provide tastes for everyone. So please check out our website again, drakehouse.org, to get some more information about the fashion show. And then we have our 20th annual Miss Mary's Ice Cream Crankin'. This event started right before. It was actually part of the funding that created the Drake House. And it is in honor of Miss Mary Drake, who the Drake House is named for. She was a person who in the community just took care of her neighbors in such a way that the Drake House endeavors to. And so that is a community event where families are able to come out and taste some homemade ice cream and enjoy one another. It's happening in August. So it's a hot day and a good day for ice cream. But again, you can get more information about that on our website as well.
Very nice. I can vouch. I volunteered last year, and by the time I could serve ice cream, it was melting. It was so hot. And so it was amazing and how many people show up for ice cream, but it was a hot day.
It's a hot day.
And I wore all black, not even thinking, and under those tents,
We're doing some special things for our 20th year, so you have to make sure you check it out this year.
So if you want to volunteer for something like the Miss Mary's ice cream or the fashion show, are you looking for volunteers?
Absolutely. We're looking for volunteers in many areas all the time.
Perfect.
And we keep a fresh list on the website.
I'm volunteering for the fashion show.
After we wrap
this up today, I am signing up. But those are really phenomenal. And these are on an annual basis. So these are how you are raising money in the community and getting people more involved in those. Drake Closets are probably a great revenue stream because of the great clothing and all these accessories that you carry in there. And I love that. I'm just so thrilled about that. And our partnership is just amazing. And we are so thrilled that you've chosen us to be able to be your resource for that. So anything that you want to add, Dupreece, before we have to say goodbye?
I just want to give a pitch to the community. I want everybody in the community to come by the Drake House, visit the thrift stores, and donate a car. Because we see so many young families, primarily single moms who are struggling to get to work. And you can ride the bus, but if you've got kids in daycare, aftercare, it's just always good to have reliable transportation. So if anybody's got a clunker sitting out in the driveway that you want to give away for a tax benefit, open up a DAF or donate it to Drake House.
That's right.
It's not April 15th yet, so you can take it off on your taxes for next year.
Yeah, and if you want any information about how to open a donor advice fund with the taxes, April 15th is upon us, let us know. I can be reached at mwalden@cfneg.org, and that's mwalden@cfneg.org. Nisha, how would one reach you?
My email address. Email is probably the best way. It is nmason@thedrakehouse.org. Again, nmason@thedrakehouse.org. And I just want to thank you guys for allowing me the opportunity to share a bit about the Drake House and for your partnership.
We are so thrilled.
I'm a huge fan of you, by the way. And we're also on the continuum of care, and your leadership on that group is just phenomenal. And thank you so much for all that you're doing. We are wrapping up today's session with the Drake House. Nisha Macon, the Mason, sorry, Nisha Mason. She is the president and CEO. Please reach out to the Drake House for any volunteer opportunities that you may be interested in, or sponsorship of an apartment, or just funding. There's always a need, right? What about any resources for food, anything like that? Is it a pantry to where anyone can drop food off, or is it something else?
We now have our fresh market. There is opportunity to drop off at our fresh market. Okay. We have a list of those resources that we need, again, on our website. And of course, real-time updates on our social media. Please follow us on all platforms.
Perfect. And if your heart speaks to being a single mom, if you've been one or know of one, you know how hard this is. So we definitely need to support you as best as possible. DePriest, you are just always awesome, and
so are you.
Thank
and so
you.
Is Nisha. We're in the throes of awesome company today.
Well, we're in awe. So awesome. We're in awe of awesomeness.
Yes, I'm feeling that.
And John, you're always great too. Thank you for being
John.
Here.
Thank you, Radio X.
This is Maria Walden and DePriest, and we are with the Community Foundation for Northeast Georgia. Thank you all for being here and listening, and we hope you have a great day.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining us on the Good to Give podcast. This show is underwritten by the Community Foundation for Northeast Georgia, working with donors and nonprofits, improving our world through the power of philanthropy. For more information, go to cfneg.org.